Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. In a space already brimming with artificial intelligence applications, two companies are leveraging AI in a really interesting sort of dating relationship, mental well-being kind of space. So former Tinder CEO, as I mentioned, Rene Nyborg's startup Mino has just secured $3.9 million in a seed round led by Sequoia. And the idea behind her startup is to fight loneliness through an AI-powered chatbot. Now, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what exactly that means, a lot of AI-powered chatbots, but we're going to dive into that. But meanwhile, of course, as I mentioned, Bumble CEO Whitney Wolf Heard is envisioning AI as kind of the future of digital matchmaking. So let's dive into Mino first, and then we'll talk about some others. But Mino, essentially previously known as Amari, aims to release its AI-powered chatbot apps on the App Store this December. So the idea is that it has a focus on countries like the US, UK, Canada, Australia, right? So English-speaking countries primarily. And of course, the startup has raised recently, the $3.9 million I mentioned, but I think to date they've raised around $5 million. And this is thanks to participation from Andrew Ng's AI Fund and NEA, among others, angel investors like Megan Jones-Bell, the clinical director of mental health at Google, and Jim Lanzone, who's the CEO of Yahoo, have also jumped on board with this. So the company's really distancing itself from similar startups like Replica and Blush by categorizing their AI solution as a quote-unquote personal mentor rather than a virtual girlfriend or a therapist. And Renate Nyborg has said she gained insights into the loneliness issue among young users, particularly Gen Z, during her tenure at Tinder. So she was inspired to use large language models as a tech-based solution after discussing with Andrew Ng's post to her exit, I think, from Twitter. And Mino is particularly kind of concentrating on an iOS launch due to the iPhone's popularity among teenagers and Apple's, you know, really robust privacy issues. Anyways, this is what she said. In my opinion, as someone who uses an Android, I don't know. I always think it's funny. Also, I guess my insight into this, because I also have different, you know, chatbots and things on iOS and Android. My insight into this is you make a lot of your money from iOS. I think people spend a lot more on apps there. And so you'll usually kind of see this where people are like concentrated on iOS launches first. Now, the reason for this is because a lot of startups, they want to build iOS apps natively on iOS's Swift. And then they want to build them natively on Android. So there's two ways you can go about this problem. And I've seen people do it both ways. But I, for one, have actually released apps in what's called React Native. And essentially what it does, there's also one called Flutter, but there's a couple different languages like this where essentially you can create apps, and every time you do an update to Flutter, for example, it will update the iOS and Android apps. So that's the option I've went for. I've seen a lot of people that just do like, essentially they'll just do a native iOS app. The problem with doing just a native iOS app is then you have to essentially start from scratch when you build your Android app. And anytime you want to make an update to one or the other, like you have to have a team working on them completely separate. So that's kind of the benefit of other tools like React Native or, you know, Flutter and some other ones. So in any case, they're going to just do the iOS app because it's probably going to make them a little bit more money. And I think that the startup is offering a 12-month premium service to early users who sign up before January 31st, 2024. So as Mino gears up to cater to Gen Z, it's aware of the challenges. I think AI chatbots like Snaps have faced criticism for inappropriate behaviors, requiring the rollout of user safeguarding tools. So Mino addressed these issues with a complex proprietary conversation system trained on multiple models. Although details are not very clear on what exactly this means, Mino has said that there are additional guardrails for self-harm and suicide prevention. So looking over to a little bit more of the dating side, Bumble's AI-infused future is definitely what's got headlines this week. So Whitney Wolf-Hurd, CEO of Bumble, also has some pretty big visions for AI in the dating space. She believes that the technology is going to improve online dating experiences has been using AI-driven algorithms for matching users on Bumble for years, right? This is something we hear a lot of the time. Like, AI algorithms have been used in virtually everything online. So a lot of companies that have been doing this for a long time think it's funny when everyone's making a big deal about AI and, you know, they've been doing it forever. But she specifically said, quote, I would really think about AI as a supercharger to love and relationships. She revealed that the company isn't looking to create AI-based virtual partners, right? They're not going to do like the whole replica or whatever type app, but they're going to focus on customer pain points to reduce friction and stress in the dating process, apparently. So Wolf-Hurd is contemplating the development of a personal AI matchmaker for Bumble users. And this would involve a highly personalized process where the AI matchmaker would gather some comprehensive data about users' preferences and life goals to better match them with potential partners. This is not just about, you know, swiping left or right. It's about using AI to essentially facilitate deeper connections. So, you know, essentially we're bringing back arranged marriages in the modern day, but just with AI now. Both companies, I think, are kind of at the forefront of combining AI with human relationships, whether it's fighting loneliness or helping people find love. I think they are leveraging AI to address fundamental human needs. Wolf-Hurd sees a really interesting opportunity in the intersection of AI and human connection. I think the financial prospects are equally promising. Bumble's CEO didn't disclose any specific pricing details, but indicated that an AI-powered offering would definitely be a premium, following in the footsteps of Tinder's new $500 a month tier. So as both companies prepare to launch their next AI-infused initiatives, I think one thing is clear: AI is becoming increasingly entrenched in the fabric of our emotional and relationship lives, posing both unprecedented opportunities and also, of course, as challenges. So with AI leading the way over time, I think, you know, only time will tell how our pursuit of love and companionship is going to evolve in the digital age. Definitely a very interesting story and kind of area that we're definitely going to continue to cover.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.